Your health depends more on this than you think. When we look in the mirror, we get a reflection of how we look. And when we look around us, we get a reflection of our lives. The more I study and understand health, the more I realize just how much everything is connected. The way things make us feel affects the choices we make, and the choices we make ultimately add up and become the life we live and the health we have. So, how we set up the environment in which we live is a critical indicator of our health and happiness. But don't just take my word for it. In our Me Time Midlife Facebook community, we study the blue zones. That is the five areas of the world where people live the longest, happiest, and healthiest lives. Not surprisingly, these people eat healthy, exercise regularly, and don't carry around a ton of stress. But just as important, they immerse themselves in an environment that encourages a healthy lifestyle. Dan Buettner, founder of the Blue Zones movement, said, "The mistake we make with health in the US is that we pursue it. The reality is that health and longevity ensues from the right environment." In fact, Dan goes on to say, about 80% of how long the average person lives is influenced by lifestyle and environment. And what does he mean by environment? I think he means everything around us, because whether we realize it or not, we are greatly influenced by it. When you're trying to live a healthy life, your environment can have a large effect on how long you're able to keep your good habits and behaviors up. What to shoot for then is to, as much as possible, try to create an environment that makes the right behaviors easier and the wrong behaviors harder. Midlife is an optimal time to assess your environment and determine if you want to make any changes. Where will I retire? Is a question some of my clients ask during our coaching relationship. Where I will retire is yet to be determined. But a little over a year and a half ago, my partner and I chose to move to Vancouver, BC. We chose this city because although it's not considered a blue zone, technically, it looks and feels very much like one. For example, on a recent trip my parents took out here to visit us, my dad commented on something I hadn't noticed until I thought about it further. He said, "I noticed the sidewalks are wider here than where we live." After he said that, I realized he's right. And these wide sidewalks encourage walking. Also, a lot of people have dogs here, which also encourages people to get outside and walk their dogs. Plus, there are beautiful places to hike and bike, and people are friendly, so you don't mind hoofing it around town. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but my partner and I really like dense condo living, meaning we like living near other people in a multi-story building. So when choosing where we'll reside in Vancouver, I knew we'd choose a condo in an area that's surrounded by things that promote health and a lifestyle that we love. And we found the perfect place. It's a bright unit in the heart of a healthy, vibrant neighborhood with just a 20-minute walk to one of the most beautiful beaches in the country. What's more, there's a gym on the third floor, which makes little excuse to make it to the gym regularly, and a healthy grocery store on the ground floor. Again, making little excuse to not grocery shop for healthy food each week. Now, I don't know if we'll always love living this densely, but even if we decide we want a suburban or even rural life someday, you better believe health-promoting activities won't be too hard to get to. And again, it all goes back to the simple principle: create an environment that makes the right behaviors easier and the wrong behaviors harder. So where will you retire? Or even more immediate, how can you tweak your environment to make healthy choices easier and unhealthy choices harder? If you really take some time to think about it, I'm certain you can come up with a ton of ideas. Anything from making regular movement dates with a friend where instead of meeting for happy hour every Thursday, you meet at the park for a healthy walk instead, to making it a point to not push your grocery cart down aisle 8 on a Friday night where you're bound to be tempted to snap up a few pints of Häagen-Dazs for your weekend treats. Again, I know you can come up with a lot of tweaks if you really want to. But don't overwhelm yourself. Pick an easy one first and commit to doing it just once. Then, if you can do it once, you can do it again. Before you know it, you're welcoming a healthy habit into your life and you're on to the next one. So again, your health is greatly determined by the environment you surround yourself in. Choose your environment wisely, make some tweaks, and you'll be glad you did. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.